This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The counterintuitive immigration fact of this Tuesday goes like this. For almost a decade, more people have been leaving the United States to go to Mexico than have been coming here. Whether that's voluntary or under some kind of duress, best guesses are that over the past 10 years, almost 500,000 Mexicans between 18 and 35 have returned home after living here in the States for 5 years or more. There is, of course, some reassimilating they have to do once they get there, but there are some opportunities, too. From Monterrey, Mexico, Andy Euler has that story.
Walk into one of the office buildings along Padre Mier, one of the main drags in downtown Monterrey, and you'll be hard-pressed to avoid hearing something like this.
Started departing from Houston, you want to depart from Monterrey, is that correct?
It's a call center. I pass nine as I walk down this particular street. Monterrey's a big city, Mexico's second largest, but it's still surprising to learn that there are more than 30 call centers here. Big American companies outsource to provide billing, technical, and sometimes even direct sales support. Juan Jose Cruz says his first job in Mexico was at Hispanic Teleservices. He spent most of his teenage years as an undocumented immigrant in Virginia. He's now 26 and decided to move back to Mexico about 5 years ago. He's from Guadalajara, but like many Mexicans that return home, he landed in Monterrey and started looking for a job.
It was just like, okay, I can speak English. No one speaks English down there, but I was completely wrong, you know.
It turned out there were lots of English speakers in Monterrey. And there was also lots of work in the call centers. Omar Solis also returned to go back to college. And he says he was pleasantly surprised with this particular job market, too.
It tends to pay more than any other typical Mexican job without having any sort of formal qualifications, any like diplomas or formal education. However, I think where there was a little bit of a difference there was the way I speak.
Bill Colton says that's exactly it. He's the president and co-founder of Global Telesourcing. They've had a call center in Monterrey for about 8 years. He says about 95% of the people they hire spent their formative years in the U.S., and you can tell when you're on the phone with them.
So the effective result is that our employees speak English not just well, but they speak it natively.
Colton says Mexicans that lived in the U.S. can get better service because they're essentially Americans. They understand the way American consumers think, therefore they're worth paying a little more. Juan Jose Cruz says there's not a lot of glory working in a call center. It was the pay that attracted him.
They were like, oh, you want to come work for us, you know, and it's like we offered this salary, and it was like, whoa, that's a big salary. For Mexico, they were like paying like 20,000 pesos.
That's 20,000 pesos a month, about 17,000 American dollars a year. That's significantly more than the 13,000 most Mexicans earn annually. Bill Colton doesn't see things changing for his business anytime soon. He says the biggest reason employees in Monterrey quit is not because they don't like the work or aren't happy with the salary. It's because they're going back to the States.
Based on what their life situation is and where they think they can best achieve their next objective, they're very comfortable picking up and moving across the border one way or the other because they're so truly bicultural and comfortable in both countries.
But for some, it's a little more complicated than that. Undocumented immigrants still can't legally work in the U.S. So as long as there's a market for these returnees in Monterrey, there could be more Mexicans returning home for work than coming up to America. And as long as that's the case, the call center business in Mexico will continue to grow. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.